I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Amazon Business honors Jill Lau, Chief Procurement Officer of Global Network Bank. Last week, Jill saved big and used Amazon Business to help her team buy 327 headsets. Now Bob can keep his conversations to himself.
Wait, am I still on speakerphone?
With business buying easier than before, Jill now uses her extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Thank you for holding.
Hang it up, Bob.
Hello, Sally.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
Oh, I'm full of cold, but do you know what would make me feel so much better?
Would it be a live record of this podcast?
Yeah.
When? When do you want to do it? When will make you feel better?
How about Wednesday, December the 8th, 2021?
Yep, that's fine. And whereabouts?
I'm going to suggest the Covent Garden Studios in London.
Shall we do just one record or two records?
Do you know it's Christmas? Let's do two.
I mean, should we just say let's have Matt Richardson and that's confirmed?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have to know about it, does he? But we'll just get him anyway.
Yeah.
We'll get him, Matt Richardson.
And we'll tell him. We'll tell him.
Well, let's spring it on him.
Order him.
Yeah.
And then march him to the venue.
Yeah.
Make him talk.
The other guest, I'm not going to tell you who it is. Happy Christmas, Sally.
You tell me I'm right. Is it Wednesday the 8th of December 2021?
That's correct.
Is it the Covent Garden Studios in London?
That's correct.
And Matt Richardson is one of the guests and the other is a Christmas treat for Sally.
Yes, I can't bloody believe it. I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to have a glass of wine or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know next to nothing about the drink we love to quaff, and that unbelievably, there will be some types of vino out there we are not acquainted with.
As we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to wine and drink along with us, whilst we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdicts if we're going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it, so you don't have to.
It's definitely not just an excuse to drink a bottle of wine on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid. You are in Wales, I believe.
I'm in, where am I? I am in a place I can't pronounce, and it's... Okay. It's lovely. I'm in a converted chapel.
Is it Cardiff?
Oh, is that how you say it?
Yeah, Cardiff.
Right. I was like, I thought it was like or something like that.
No, it's just simple. It's just how it's spelt, Lou. It's how you say it. It's phonetic. It's Cardiff.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. The place next door to where I am is Flannery.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah, you've pronounced that one. That's funny, isn't it? You didn't get Cardiff, but you got that one. You nailed it.
Oh, it's just
one.
I'm all about the phonetics.
Yeah, the phonetics.
I'm all about that. Yeah, I'm in a converted chapel and it's got no heating apart from underfloor heating that only works downstairs. But do you know what? It's fine. It's fine. And it's got a hot tub.
Oh, so, lovely.
Oh, is that the hot tub you were telling me about, pretty much on the main road?
It is, actually.
And you got it, yes. You got it in the nudie.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yes, all right. I may have had a few beverages. So don't drink in hot tub, guys.
Oh, look at you.
Your neighbours don't appreciate it.
Yeah. With your water. Yeah, nothing to do with safety. Just
no, especially when Pointless is on. It was about 6 o'clock. Oh dear. How are you anyway, Sally?
I'm good, thank you. Actually, I had a mare with my heating last. I've got friends coming to stay today, and then my hive heating suddenly started. Anyway, I got to the bottom of it. It didn't matter. It was last night, and I thought, oh no, I've got friends coming over, and what if I have no heating? What I needed to do was change the batteries in the thermostat. But now, you know, it's one of these ones that you can operate from your mobile phone when you're out, so you can turn your heating on before you get home. And that's not linking. That's not linking up, Lou.
Oh, sorry. God,
I'm
going
to have to start all that again now.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. I got it. There's something about friends. You're pretending you've got friends or something.
I've got friends. We're going to a restaurant today. They're coming here from London. So I've got to be obviously.
From where? Sorry, I don't know that word.
London.
London.
So I've got to be on my best behaviour because they're coming from the big city. So yeah. I've told all the neighbours to stay in, not show their faces because I've got important people coming.
Will they have a beaded curtain or a silver beaded curtain around them like our guests?
Oh, I've got some beaded curtains to put around the food that I'm presenting. Yeah like our guests that we chatted to.
Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan, what an absolute delight.
Fingers on buzzers.
Yeah. My goodness. What a giggle we had with them. I'd love to go on a cruise. We could drink that cruise dry in an hour, couldn't we?
Oh, less than an hour, mate. Less than an hour. Because of the in-person record that we did.
Face to face.
Yes, it was F2F, isn't it? Not virtual, F2F. Face to face. Yeah, it's a Welsh town. It's a Welsh town, F2F.
Yeah.
The fantastic Lucy Porter, Jenny Ryan, Lou Conran, Sally Ann Hayward, all in the same room. Chatty, lots of stories.
Yeah, that lot on a cruise, us on a cruise, would drink it dry, wouldn't we, Sally?
Be amazing.
Welcome.
Look at me looking out there as well, when I should be looking at my guests.
Look, we're all together, which is weird. It's a first sort of time for us to actually be in the same room with our guests.
Well, I've not seen you two for many a year, and you don't look a day older, but you look more vibrant, more radiant, and more gorgeous than ever.
Well, come again, Lucy. Come
Lucy
again.
Lucy Porter, Jenny Ryan, that's HRT for you. I'm smearing it into every crevice of my being.
I'm on patches, love.
Are you? A bugger to remove or a bugger to stay on?
Well, they are. I do hot yoga, and I often find that I've got an HRT patch floating around on my mat at the end of the session.
Tell me, what sort of hot yoga do you do, Lucy? Because all the studios have closed down where I live in Bristol. They've gone. The COVID's closed them all down. They couldn't survive. So which one are you into?
Oh, come to Hot Yoga House with me. It's a sort of traditional Bikram.
Oh, it's the traditional, but yes.
We don't call it Bikram anymore because, of course, he was an appalling man.
But yes, they just call it Hot Yoga. 26-2, I think, is a common name for it now.
Right.
So you do that one, you do the 26-2, and
I do that. It's helping with my menopause, despite the loss of patches.
Do you know what she's talking about, Jenny?
This is a treasure trove for me to discover at some point in the next decade, I feel.
Do yourself a favour.
It's a massive addiction, isn't it, that 26-2? The studio closing down probably was good for me because it meant that I could do other things in life. Really? 26 postures and
two hot flushes.
Yeah, at least.
Oh, Christ. Well, I'm having plenty of those. Lucy, will you tell us what drink you brought with you today, please?
Oh, I will. This is from my absolute favourite place in the whole world. This is my happy place, Aldi.
We love.
God, I'm so in love with Aldi. And if sponsorship hit us up, we'd be very happy. Yeah, either great. Of our podcasts, we would be happy if they would sponsor. It's called Fleur de Prairie.
Thought we were in France.
It does sound like a perfume, though, doesn't it?
It does. And it looks a bit like a perfume, and it tastes a bit like a perfume.
Yeah. Well, let's give it a go. Shall we cheers?
I'm leaning in.
Lovely.
Just surviving.
Here we go.
Cheers.
A beautiful bottle.
Yeah, so the bottle is embossed with
fizzy in
the Fleur de Prairie. So it's a kind of, it's a fizzy rosé. My friend Nicola brought this to. We were sitting outside in the COVID times. We were sitting outside in Karen's garden. And Nicola, me, Lynn, Nicola, we were all having a right old ding dong, getting set in the world to rights. Nicola pulls this out of her bag. We're like, oh, hello, this looks a little bit fancy. She says it's Aldi. She opens it. We take a sip. We fell silent. Yeah. We stopped discussing Magic Mike, and we fell to drinking this in silence.
That's the strongest recommendation for any drink I've ever heard.
Exactly.
Because it's distracted from Channing Tatum.
All chat of Channing Tatum finished.
I love it.
Cheers to Channing.
Cheers, Channing. Cheers. If you're listening, cheers, again, Channing. Sponsorship cheers. If we want to.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? Another Aldi thing is I bought myself a Wellington rack. You know the ones where you put your Wellingtons on upside down so you can leave them outside?
How much?
$24.95. It was only last week, Lucy, so they may still have that, you know.
How much was middle this aisle? One, by the way? This one is pricey for Lidl. I think it's $6.99.
Shut up.
They what often have you? It on, but what I do is I'll have this one as my opener, and then I follow it up with a beachfront Chardonnay, which is retails at $4.99, but often is on special at about £3.50.
The beachfront
Chardonnay.
I've seen it. I can see it. I've seen it. It's out the Aldi one, isn't it? Yeah. And you feel like you're in California.
You do. You go from France to California in one bound. It's delightful.
Do you get your booze from Aldi, Jenny?
I will stock up at Aldi, especially if there's a party in the offing. Because if you're going to mix drinks, it may as well be with totally unbranded spirits.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm not this au fait with the wine selection, but I'm going to be going there in
future.
You
see, the thing about Jenny, ladies, she's urban. She lives in the urban centre.
You're like a fox. I do not need a Wellington rack.
She doesn't need a Wellington rack. She doesn't really need Aldi because I was so excited about this. She gets things delivered to her home, like booze and sundries, just things that I would think you couldn't get delivered.
Like what?
Just sort of bits, like, you know, maybe a packet of plasters.
Yeah.
Some Jaffa cakes. Yeah.
Some cotton wool pads.
Everything, anything you need.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get it all.
Various supermarkets and now standalone delivery services. They've all sprung up at once. And they have these big warehouses where they just have
called
trays and trays of... not customer facing at all. Just for the people on the mopeds to go in and pick up your order.
Shit.
They don't have to go and argue with the people at customer service.
So, if you wake up in the morning and you go, fuck me, I need a Twix... You can order a Twix. Yes.
I can have a Twix to my door with
She lives in the future. It's
12 minutes.
Oh, it's so quick. We were sat there and it was chocolate. We just quite like some chocolate. It was just there. It was there.
Ferrero Rocher. We ordered a lot of Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah,
it's like Back to the Future. Do you remember that scene out of Back to the Future 1 or 2 or 3 or whatever? And they go in and meet themselves. And then there's a big screen and then some bloke is talking to them like we would do. Like, let's say, for example, in a pandemic, on the Zoom. Uh-huh. And then they go, we could order a pizza. And everyone, I remember watching that going, well, that's unbelievable. Yeah. And now, have we lost Sally? Sally, hello.
No, I'm staring at you in disbelief. I'm getting over the Twix to your door in a matter of minutes at the moment. I mean,
it's not just Twix, it's a problem now because you can get cake, fresh pudding with custard.
Yeah. I didn't know there were warehouses.
You can literally get any cuisine.
It's like school dinners.
It's horrible. It's a horrible time to be alive because they're getting so much of my money.
Is there a delivery charge as well?
See, here's where they get
here's
you.
Here's the catch.
Right. Here's where they get you. So you can pay a delivery charge per order.
Per order.
Or
spend over a
monthly subscription.
No!
Oh my God, please.
Or deliveries are free. So you may as well, you're paid my $7.99. I may as well get seven deliveries in.
Yeah.
Oh, just keep going. I'm in profit now.
It's like me and the Pret coffee. £20 a month. Have as many as you want.
There you go.
But I didn't used to drink as many Prets ever. But because I've now spent £20 a month,
fully
I feel
caffeinated.
Like I have to at least drink £20 worth.
You're a woman on the edge. I mean, I can see she's vibrating.
I was up and down. I've been up and down all day with the Pret & Monge subscription.
We went to Pret just before we came here and it's almost like you had to justify your turmeric latte to me. She forced it into my hand. Have a bit. Yeah. Have a bit. I'll get you one in half an hour when it redoes itself.
But I'm allowed the next one.
So I don't really want one. It tastes of Christmas. No, have a bit. No, yeah. I'll get you one in half an hour. All right, mate. I've paid my subscription. All right. Okay.
This is what she's trying to. She's a pusher, isn't she?
She is.
She's like, hey, look, have this. Have one of mine. Then you'll be spending.
And it's the turmeric for the menopause, isn't it? It's another good thing for an aging body.
It's an anti-inflammatory, isn't it? The turmeric.
I know people who swear by turmeric and everything.
Well, do you know, I did for a bit, and then I had such red. It looked like I was smoking about 80 a day because my fingers were all yellow. So I gave it up.
I'll tell you what though, when I had my brace, the dentist said to me, just keep away from turmeric. And then, stupidly, I had a turmeric latte. Like, it was in the title.
It wasn't a hidden ingredient.
No. And then, I looked at my brace and it had gone bright yellow. And then I emailed him going, I don't know. And I couldn't work out what I'd done. And then about 2 days later, I went, turmeric latte, didn't I? And he had to change the stuff on it.
You look like you'd aged overnight, like an old lady, like a proper smoker.
All right.
Oh, right. Do you know what?
We forgot the reason for the podcast. There was a podcast about turmeric.
Yeah, and menopause, and we don't need to know that. Imagine how many people have eaten their own patch overnight. Anyway.
This is a lovely Prosecco.
It is a lovely Prosecco.
Ask for some drunk stories, Lou, while I enjoy the Prosecco.
Jenny, we don't know you as well as we know Lucy, and I'm looking at Lucy, and she's got...
She's full of drunk stories.
She's got so many.
She's got whorish
stories written all over her face.
Literally don't know where to start. Okay. I'm going through the Rolodex in my mind. Okay. When I did the television programme Would I Lie to You, which was very exciting, and the researcher for that phoned you up and says, you know, we need some sort of stories about things you've done that are silly or whatever. And I started telling her some stories and she just went, Are there any that don't involve alcohol? And I was like, oh yeah, probably should. But it's only recently I've realised what I have done basically is a decades-long experiment in self-medicating for my ADHD. It turns out, right, I'm in the process of getting diagnosed with ADHD, which anyone who knows me is like, yeah, right, no-brainer. And I have self-medicated with everything, you know, sex, booze, chocolate, yoga, knitting, cheese. I mean, everything has been sort of used at some point in a quest to kind of normalise my weird brain. So now I look back at it and I go, oh yeah, all those stories completely make sense that I was sort of just trying to feel weird, so I'm trying to make myself normal.
Have you ever ended up on top of a bus shelter?
Have you?
No, but you look like the sort of person that would.
Well, I mean... You could throw me up like a shoe.
I was going to say, it'd be a challenge. Yes. You'd have a lot of other drunk people.
Or just some school children who felt like it.
But what was your training drink then? Jenny, we'll ask you in a minute. What was your training drink?
So at the age of 8, I used to do impressions.
Hang on a minute.
We're going way back.
Yeah.
This was the 80s.
The age of 8.
This was the early 80s. And I used to do impressions of Dave Allen for my family. And Dave Allen used to have a fag and a glass of whiskey. Yes. So my mum and dad thought it was hilarious to give me a lip fag and a glass of whiskey.
No.
And then I would do my Dave Allen impression and I would sort of, and I would go, whoa, and knock back the whiskey. Disgusting. And it, to this day, cannot. My husband likes whiskey. He'll occasionally get like a bottle of single malt Lafroy or whatever. It, to me, is tastes of disgusting.
But the fag was okay.
The fag was great.
Can you still do the impression?
To be sure. No, of course. I mean, it's Jimmy Cricket / Jimmy Cranky. I mean, who knows?
It was all about the props, really.
And that was what people found hilarious. But yeah, so that was the first sort of alcoholic drink I ever encountered. But then Bacardi was my training drink.
Was it?
Can't drink that either.
Oh.
No, terrible night at Kerry O'Leary's house.
She's writing things down because she'll design the picture later. Yeah. She's very good at it, so she takes notes.
Various training drinks. And then, you know, and then I just moved on to kind of whatever.
I think I associate you a little bit with the red wine. I don't know why. Were you a red wine? I suppose, I mean, really, I could have just picked any drink then, couldn't I?
Picture me with a glass in my hand. Yeah. What's in that glass? It's anything.
Just Esso with a petrol.
A flame.
Yeah.
I mean, in recent days, that would have been a very exotic drink that would have been hard to come by.
It really would, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I've drunk sort of everything over the years, really.
What about you, Jenny? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jenny, training drink?
Well, if we are going back to childhood, I think I did probably aspire to the drinking prowess of the Ryan family, because they were professional level social occasions, definitely. So I aspired to having a glass of red wine with my meal. Mm-hmm. But it was obviously breakfast. Watered down. any given meal. Well, here's the thing about me. I told everybody that I was born in Italy when I was small.
I love that.
Because I got very confused, because my mum, she'd finished a nursing training and took sort of a gap summer and went into railing with her friend around Europe. Mm-hmm. And she only realised when she got back from this long trip to Italy that she was expecting me. I was not planned. Mm. And she was astonished as well. Maybe this is where the wine comes from, because she drank a lot of wine when she was out there as well. So I convinced myself that the story was that I was born in Italy, not that my mum was pregnant with me when she was in Italy. So that's why I liked wine and pasta and pizza, and that's why you should give me lots of those things.
Yeah.
So that was, I used that for many years as a kid, and even past the time when I did know that the truth was that I was born in Farnworth. And I didn't come out looking like I had an Italian father.
There's probably a Bella Pasta in Farnworth.
Well, when we got a Pizza Land in Bolton, I insisted on being taken there opening weekend.
Yeah. You could have opened it.
Yeah, because it was yours.
Yeah.
I am there, Little Italy.
You have imbibed, you know, you obviously did imbibe in some way in utero some of that sort of sophistication and Italian, you know, I was going to say joie de vivre, but I don't know what that is in Italian. Gioia di vivere.
Yeah. When I met Jenny earlier, I sensed Italy when you came through.
Yeah.
It's
the smell of garlic.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though she is wearing a kilt skirt. But it's kind of like that.
Oh, no, I sensed
kind of Scottish Italian vibes.
The way she drove here.
Yeah. Like an ice cream van or something.
Yeah.
Scottish Italian.
Doing impressions of Super Mario.
My dungarees look like Super Mario.
Indeed.
A practical garment.
It is a practical garment. Definitely. And I did have to justify why I was wearing them today. I'm wearing some very comfortable dungarees because we're in London. And I like to wear these now when I travel to London. Mm-hmm. Because if I can't get a seat on the train or the tube, I pretend I'm pregnant.
This is why I wear tight clothes, and then I just kind of breathe out a little bit. And,
oh, you know, I've got menopausal bloat and wind. It works. So I don't know how long I'll be able to.
Do you know there was a
well,
you brought up Pizza Land there. There was a Pizza Land in Oxford when I grew up, and my friend Mandy was manager. And when we finished drinking at 2 o'clock in the morning at the Westgate Pub, Boodles, the nightclub, she used to go and open Pizza Land for us. And we,
because Pizza Land, now there was a salad bar at Pizza Land, wasn't there?
Was there a salad bar at Pizza Land? I didn't really see it in its
my
full action.
Experience at a salad bar.
But Pizza Land.
Yeah.
The hut was dominant in the end. The hut won over the land.
Took over. The
Yeah,
Pizza Land
but Pizza Land more. Was nicer because their salad bar actually was better, because on their salad bar loads of bacon crunchy bits, and you used to get the potato salad was much nicer because it had skin on potatoes.
No.
Oh, she's not having that.
Oh, no.
Do you know what it is? I'm very weird about an all-you-can-eat buffet and a salad bar, because you don't know who's fingered what and you don't know who's been breathing
but
over
this is
it.
We're talking to somebody who looks up on the app, the food hygiene app, before she goes into a restaurant.
Do you? Yes,
she ruins restaurants for everybody.
My God. I was in a Thai restaurant the other day and somebody...
Tell me the name, I'll look it up.
Texted my friend. Yeah. Well, I know. So, it's near to where I live. Mm-hmm. And I texted my friend and said, I'm in this Thai restaurant. And she said, oh my God, that's got a 1 hygiene rating.
But I bet it's the best.
It's amazing. Yeah. I don't give a damn.
You just had a bad day on the inspection.
Yes. Yeah. Well, also, they inspect for weird things like, you know, your cupboards near your sink or all that sort of stuff.
Cleanliness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a weird thing.
If you'd seen my kitchen. My mum legendarily once came into our kitchen and went, oh, Lucy, it's lovely that you're so relaxed about hygiene. Best compliment. I was like, thank you, Mother.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out their best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
Yes, I am. It's fine.
Did you both go to uni? You'll have gone to uni, wouldn't you? Because I don't know why. I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, she's posh, she'll have drunk everything she's been.
She's
in.
From Croydon. Mm.
She's been Croydon. She's from Croydon.
I'm not as posh as I appear to be, but I'm doing my best to convince you that I am. Yes, I went to University of Manchester, a city that we both know and love.
You do, yes.
So you had an amazing three years. Because our generation, my generation, I think it's peak drinking. I've discussed this with other people. It's like the ones who went before us sort of were war babies and didn't sort of indulge as much. Mm-hmm. And then the younger generation, I'm looking at Jenny Ryan here, and you too, obviously.
No, I mean,
obviously Jenny is from the legendary Ryans, the Fighting Ryans. But younger people in general, I found, tend to drink energy drinks and go to the gym and do... So I think 91 to 94, I went to uni, and it was like that was the time where you just got drunk for 3 years.
Oh, it's a brilliant time to go to uni. Well, the 90s were my favourite decade. How old are you? Am I allowed to ask you that? I don't know.
I am about to turn 40.
No. So that's going to be a party.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I just missed on the genuine party generation.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did. I enviously looked at the pages of the NME and Smash Hits, going, I wish I could go and party in Camden with the Britpop lot.
Yeah.
That's really nice to say that, because I always feel like, because I'm 50 now, and I was definitely partying in the 90s. That was my definite era of partying. Mm. I always think, the 80s was my era, but that was more school, really. But 90s, that's when I, like, uni.
Yeah, proper grown-up drinking.
And properly drinking. And I always feel like I'm just boring, you know, like the new generation who don't drink and are very business, you know, they're very career. Mm. I'm generalising, of course, but it seems to be more career oriented, which is fine, which has its place, of course. I'm just justifying.
I'm just justifying the fact
I didn't work very hard. All right. But they don't anymore, do they? Don't seem to. But then again, I don't go out drinking with 20-year-olds either.
But also, going out drinking is really expensive now in a way that it wasn't. So when because drinking at home was expensive. And so when I was like 18, well, younger, to be honest, about 16, we used to go to the Royal Standard Pub in Croydon, which is, it's still there and it's a lovely spot. It's right under the flyover, next to the multi-storey car park. Oh, it could not be a more beautiful, picturesque spot.
Have a pint of ozone layer, please.
It really was. You would come back, and even if you didn't smoke, you would have black snot.
Uh-huh, yep.
Absolutely. But we used to go there because they knew we were underage, but the landlord's job in those days was to serve the underage people just enough, wasn't it? Yeah. They'd be like, well, I will give you 2 to 3 pints and then that'll do.
Don't create any trouble.
Yeah. And we used to sit there, and that was, you know, and it was affordable, it was manageable, and it was fine. Whereas now, young people going out, unless you go to, you know, a student night where it's still kind of cheap, if you go to like proper pubs, it's massively expensive now, and young people, it's so much tougher than it was, I think, when I was their age financially.
Actually, because I gulp sometimes when I go and order drinks at a bar now at my age. I think, oh my God, it's expensive to go out, isn't it?
Because, oh my God, like, you give them, I've done this where I give them, confidently hand over a £20 note and go, keep the change. And then they stand there going, actually owe me more money than that.
Yeah. My niece is living with us at the moment. She's 22 and she's just got a job in a cocktail bar. And she's from Brazil, and they're very civilised. They're very civilised. They don't get fucking arsehole like what we do. and the bar manager said to her, if you want a drink, help yourself. Have a drink. Drink what you want. Now, if somebody had said that to me at the age of 22, I'd have been all in the optics. Yeah. I'd have been vomiting within an hour.
They are so much better than me. But I remember the first time I ever encountered an honesty bar. And it was I was working with a load of other comedians, and we were in a hotel somewhere in London, and we got shown to this honesty bar. And
with comedians.
My God. I mean, and we were so dishonest. We got absolutely, and there was like bottles of spirits, which we drank because they were there.
Just write a measure of that.
No, we were lying dentist chair with the rum and all of that. Yeah, it was just, it was chaos, absolute chaos. Well, also, because when I started doing comedy, quite often you would be paid in booze.
Mm. Yeah, they don't do that no more. No. You could have a bottle of water.
Yeah, we're quite right too.
I saw somebody get paid in drugs once. I was shocked.
Was it you, Sally?
It wasn't me. Oh. I was there. I saw this sort of, like, they were, you know, sneakily doing it. I was like, well, I can see what you're up to.
Mm.
That's about 60 quid. The gig was probably 60 quid. That looks like it's about 60 quid's worth of stuff. Yeah.
I love the fact they were getting paid more than you.
They were, actually. I was just doing an open spot. I know, but
and then you were like, "God, this is what dreams are made of." I'm aspiring to some Kesselman.
Yeah. We'll have some nice drunk stories, please, Lucy and Jenny.
Oh,
which one wants to go first?
Oh no,
right. I mean,
well, we've had a drunk holiday recently.
Oh,
we didn't have to pay for a thing. Speaking of expensive drinks, that was marvelous.
Honesty holiday.
Yeah. So Jenny got asked to go and do a cruise on the high seas, sailing from
Southampton.
Woo. To
Southampton.
No!
Hey, it was amazing. Didn't stop anywhere. Just went out to sea, day and a half, turned around and came back.
Brilliant. So wonderful. You said yes.
We got full advantage of everything on board the ship.
Yeah, wow. And I was Jenny's plus one, and she phoned me up and said, listen, we're on this drinks package where we have to drink, or we can drink up to like 18 drinks a day.
Something like that, yeah.
And I was like, well, the gauntlet has been well and truly thrown down there. And
how much, say that again?
18 drinks.
I think it's 14, which some people were a bit unsure about. I think we might go over that. Like, we will go over that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, I'd never cruised before. And it turns out it was like being back at university. It was exactly the same kind of experience where you're with a load of the same. It was like Freshers Week, wasn't it?
It was. 3-day Freshers Week. With everything for free, though.
Oh,
I mean, when I was at uni, Freshers Week booze was basically free.
Were you supposed to be doing some work on the cruise then as well?
Was it supposed to be?
Yeah.
No, I was professional.
She was brilliant.
I didn't get too drunk before I had to do my Q&A.
Yeah, she did a really good
Q&A
talk.
And then you could just let go.
So it was called Mind, Body, Soul. That was the theme of the cruise. So Jenny was the mind about how to, you know, keep your faculties sharp.
You were the body.
Obviously, I was the body.
Well, she was in a swimming costume most of the time.
I was. Well, I was with the soul element, Kate Botley, Reverend Kate Botley, who was also swimming every day. Who was amazing fun. I mean, say what you like about Vickers. It's the C of E. I tell you what, the C of E, it's the church to go for if you want fun Vickers. Richard
Great.
Coles.
It's the party church.
It's party the church, mate. And Dr. Range was on as well. So Kate Botley was on Gogglebox and she does Songs of Praise and she does Radio 2 on a Sunday. And then Dr. Range, who is a brilliant medical doctor and also party animal.
He really is.
He's so cute as well.
He is
gorgeous.
Adorable.
Yeah.
He's those gorgeous. Eyebrows.
Yes. So, yeah, so I've
known him for years and I still can't take my eyes off his eyebrows beautiful. When we're together.
People would pay so much like that. And you're like, it's like watching somebody's slippers going up and down. They're gorgeous. His eyebrows, just like they're a whole separate person, aren't they, on each side of his face. Yeah.
Trained caterpillars.
Yeah, beautiful. So you were on a cruise talking about your mind,
yes. Keeping your faculties going.
One way to keep your faculties sharp, apparently, is to just drink solidly.
It wasn't that we were going off the rails. We were being very well-minded by, you know, the cruise line and the
Princess
company that
had
booked us. Yeah, Princess
plug,
Cruises and the entertainment company that facilitated our booking. They were with us all the time. Ordering us drinks all the time, making sure we were very well fed. I've never eaten a bigger steak in my life.
We had so much meat. Honestly, I mean, it's amazing that I could poo. I'll be completely frank with you. But it was the food was amazing. We did this one night where we sat at the captain's table and it's amazing. It's so camp because it's sort of all American and there was about, you know, 12 of us or whatever sat
in the middle
table.
Of this communal dining room. So everybody's seated already. We file in.
And then
pissed.
Tell them what happened. It was like being in Dynasty or Dallas. What happened next?
So a belighted curtain descended.
Beads,
no.
LED.
All the way around. And then some crystal curtains went around the outside of those. So we were completely encircled by... I called it the Jane McDonald suite because I do feel that Jane McDonald's home is very much like this.
Yes.
It was the campest thing
in the
world.
Or like a private lap dancing
Anyway,
yes,
go on.
Yes, sorry.
It was better lit than a private lap dancing booth,
right,
but it was that vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
It was that vibe. Yeah,
yeah,
it was unbelievable. Tremendous.
And then we had our dinner and loads of, so you had like a wine with each course. Mm. And at the end of the meal, they raised the beaded curtain. And by this time, the dining room's completely full. And so everyone outside the beaded curtain is like,
who's in the beaded curtain?
Yeah. And then it was us just going, hello!
Basically falling out.
Looking rough as.
And running to go and see Gareth Gates.
Yeah, that's right, Gareth Gates. Was on
he was on the cruise as well.
Brilliant. He was so good.
We needed that hour to sober up and digest, and then we got straight back on with the drinking.
To do all of that in like a day and a half,
3 days on this cruise. 3 days. I'm glad it wasn't four because
it was like time had stood still. It was like being suspended because you're in international waters, so. Technically, you could probably do anything.
Nothing goes on.
Yeah,
because nothing's happened. Nothing's
try and prosecute
missed.
Me now.
Yeah. But like, how
which
many
country
people?
Wants to prosecute me? None of you.
How many people go overboard because they're pissed? And by overboard, I mean overboard.
I mean, we went overboard, but not overboard.
Yeah.
I think it's quite. I mean, the railings are very high and they patrol. So I did go for a swim a little bit drunk, which in hindsight was a terrible, terrible idea. Mm. But again, there's so many lovely personnel on board, and I sort of realised in hindsight because I was swimming. It was a beautiful night, and they were playing the film Tenet. On the big screen, like this big screen, and I was swimming, and I was watching Tenet.
For the listener, Lucy is miming swimming.
In a very, I mean, this isn't
just
how
with one
I
arm.
Swim.
It's very elaborate.
I'd be going around in a circle. And I got out, and there was a lifeguard who'd obviously been watching me the whole time, just going, oh God, she's clearly pissed. And it was so good. And I was like, I didn't understand Tenet, but apparently you wouldn't anyway. But it was sort of a magical thing. It was like, oh, that was such a nice thing to do.
If you and I were on that, we'd be arsehold. We wouldn't remember anything. We'd both
be
trying
sitting
to do
in that hot tub.
That Titanic thing. Mm. Oh, God.
I think I'd be doing what Lou... That sounds, like, idyllic.
No, it was lovely. Like, she'd be going, where's Bananarama?
Oh, I love Bananarama.
Oh, my God. We'd both be dancing. We'd be FaceTiming people. We'd be like, yeah, we've got to talk about our mind and our body and our soul in a minute. But do you know what? Let's just dance to this.
Gareth Gates would have a restraining order out.
I saw them at Glastonbury. It was just the two of them, and they were so great. They came on and they...
Banana and Rama.
Yeah. Karen and Sarah to you and me. And they went... I didn't think anyone was going to come.
Aww.
Yeah, and they were just such a laugh. And then they were going to the audience in this tent. Here's another one from a million years ago. And they start rocking out all their songs.
I love Bananarama so much.
They're amazing.
Is the one of Bananarama still married to Andrew Ridgeley?
Yes.
Because we did a quiz at London's Groucho Club.
Clang, clang, clang.
Clang, clang, clang. And here's the biggest clang of all. Guess who? I mean, I've sort of ruined it now.
Right.
Is it Andrew Ridgeley or somebody from Bananarama?
Was in.
He did our quiz.
He did our quiz. It was the
he was very attentive
moment.
And he had very neat handwriting.
He was so clever. So clever. He was brilliant.
Well, he's had a lot of time to practice, hasn't he?
And obviously, yeah, didn't George Michael write him into all the... That's the rumour, isn't it? That and hopefully true.
Yeah. Oh, George Michael.
The royalties. Yeah. Shared the rights with him.
The loveliest man he's ever lived.
So he could just go to Cornwall and do some mountain bike riding.
Yeah.
He didn't get drunk that night. He was the sober one on the team.
Yeah, no, you're right.
He had to get up to play tennis the next day. Oh. What a life.
What's your worst hangover, Jenny? Talk us through that and what caused it.
Oh, my goodness. My worst hangover. Oh. I mean, they are getting worse as I get older, aren't they?
That'll happen,
happens. It happens.
They're going to get worse as well. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. And sadly, since COVID... Because I had it last Christmas.
Did you?
Oh, what? And that's affected your hangovers?
Yeah.
Has it?
Yeah. Everything's so much more of an effort. And I didn't have, like, the traditional symptoms. My COVID felt like I had the worst hangover of my life.
Oh.
Which I had. I'd been out drinking two nights in a row.
And you just thought
and
it was
I thought,
a hangover.
This is it now. This is it. I'm nearly in my 40s. This is what life is now. I can't go out and drink 4 bottles of wine
and
expect not to suffer
and things and get the COVID off
It
was, we must have had COVID every week 18 months in some way. God.
Yeah, that's what it was. COVID. That's what it was.
I'm still back on that cruise. I'm thinking, oh, I'd have pulled that beaded curtain down, or I'd have poked a boob through it, or I'd have done it. Woo, guess who this is?
I'll tell you what I'm interested in, to go back to it. Who were the people that went on it? Like, was it, like, I've never heard of a 3-day cruise.
Tell you what was really interesting was there were loads of mothers and daughters, which I thought was lovely. So the mum would be sort of in her 70s, daughter in her 40s, and they were the most fun. Because, again, like, they're off the leash, having an amazing time, 3 nights on a cruise. Quite a lot of couples.
Yeah, of all ages as well.
Yeah.
It wasn't just retirees. I did a cruise a few years ago. The first one I did was a leg of around the world cruise. So everybody on there was pretty much retirement age and above. Mm. So it was a very different demographic. This was much
when
more of a
cruises
party
tend.
Spread. You know, it's like being at a big family party.
It was amazing.
You had people in the 20s who were there with, you know, relatives and family and or had gone as a couple, up to people in their 80s.
Because people love the cruise life. It's a thing.
Oh, the cruise life.
So Catherine, who is friend of the Ryan family, she is a cruiser. And she had, so you get like a little badge when you get on, which you tap to get all your stuff. And she had one that was gold because she's such a cruiser.
Yeah.
And we were like, ooh. And I went on a cruise about 15 years ago, but it was a Ladbrokes poker cruise. At the time, I was playing a lot of poker.
Not the same.
I was drinking very heavily, and it was amazing. We flew to Miami, me and my friend. Again, I was a plus one. I'm always a plus one, great. And I love it. So Shelley was playing poker on this cruise, and I got to go to Miami, flew to Miami, and then we cruised around the Caribbean. And it was because you're not allowed to play poker in America, so they had to sail out into international waters. So every night, you'd sail out into international waters, play poker, drink like billy-o, and then go back to sort of lie on a beach in the Caribbean to recover during the day, and then repeat for 10 days. And it was amazing. But the cruise company, or the cruise ship, after 2 days, they said, we have run out of booze.
No.
Because normally, the kind of people who come on cruises, it would take them 10 days
American.
To drink this amount of booze. But yeah, exactly, American pensioners, whereas this was British people.
Didn't know Porter was on her way.
Yeah. I was like, I'll get a dinghy, I'll row back to America. I'll pick up a 6-pack, it'll be fine. Shall I tell you about my worst ever hangover as well?
Yes, please, yeah.
So I really remember, so I've had some bad ones over the years, but a few years ago I was doing a gig in Cork in the Republic of Ireland, and it was gorgeous. I had this amazing gig, and of course you go to Cork and people are very hospitable, and I was saying to everyone, of course my family are Irish, you know, you should probably buy me a drink, and they were like, yeah, we'll buy you a drink. So, and I did my Dave Allen impression, Natch. So I got so drunk and did that thing. I was flying back at about, you know, 9 in the morning, had barely been to bed, got up and felt fine, you know, when you're like, oh, this is great. And I actually had a breakfast and I was like, this is great. I'm at the airport, I feel great.
You don't know, you're still absolutely
flat. Oh, yeah.
So
and I mean,
isn't it?
Oh, it's the worst. Like a sort of innocent young babe, you think, oh,
coming.
This is fine. Got on the plane, and the minute I got on the plane, I was like, this is really the worst day of my entire life. I'm really, really unwell. And I was sat next to a nun.
Oh, no.
And
was she really there?
It was a genuine... I mean, if she wasn't there, she was sent by the Almighty to comfort me. Because we got... the plane took off, and I am not an anxious flyer, but you know how you have that sort of existential terror that hits with a hangover as well as the sort of physical pain and sickness? Everything hit at the same time. So I was going to vomit. I had existential terror and suddenly was more afraid of flying than I've ever been afraid of anything in my life. Mm-hmm. And this lovely nun saw, and I mean, I was sweating, it was all coming out, and I must have stunk. I'd had red wine, I'd had Guinness, I'd had whatever anyone was buying me, I'd had. And this lovely nun, I just felt her little hand snake over. And she just grabbed me by the forearm as we were taking off. And I have never loved anyone more in my entire life. Even the anaesthetist at my childbirths, who I thought was the person I would love forever, I was like, this is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. And it got me through the takeoff. And then I managed to sort of just kind of survive the flight. And then landing again, and we had a little chat, and she was just a really restful, lovely person. So that was, but it was so.
Off.
Yeah,
yes. Disappear
into a cloud.
Really,
Jenny, you've brought a different drink, haven't you?
I have.
Lucy's come armed with the Prosecco. What have you come armed with?
I have brought, my favourite drink is dark rum.
Right.
And this is a rum from Goa, where I have spent several nice holidays.
Ooh,
and,
hello.
As have my parents, even more than I have. So they always bring me back a bottle of Old Monk, very old vatted, special triple X rum.
Old Monk?
I've never heard of it. Are we allowed to try this?
Oh, yes. It's it's an Indian speciality. Would you mind just opening that for me? There is. We've had the Nun. Now we're going to have some Old Monk. It's as a dark rum goes, it's very sugary and sweet.
Oh.
We don't neck this back. We've got shot glasses,
but I'd rather sip this one. Right, it's...
Oh, hello. Here we go.
I don't know whether
I'm Lucy's not sure what the percentage is on it either. I've not checked the label.
Well, Lucy's doing porter...
a porter shot.
Porter shot sizes as well, I might add. Never leaves you, does it, Lucy? Here we go.
So, here we go.
Right.
Cheers.
Here we are. Cheers.
Oh, microphone leads. Oh, no.
We can do this. We are more than social distance.
Oh, God, that smells amazing.
It smells of Christmas.
The first bite is with the nose, as they always say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a nice way of putting it. That's a nice way of putting it.
Very Jilly Golden.
The first sip is with the nose. I suppose the first bite is with the eyes.
Oh, that's lovely. Mm.
That's really, really lovely.
It is a very sweet and sort of, it is kind of Christmas pudding-y.
It's the nicest gorgeous. Rum I've ever...
Which is, it is a nice thing. Bottle. I like to put it in my mulled wine.
I think she'll be sipping.
Which Lucy won't forgive me for.
Oh,
ever.
My God. Jenny has ruined my life in so many ways.
She looks glasses
so lovely
on
and just so like butter wouldn't melt. Mm, and we always associate you as the piss head.
But
Jenny's obviously
Lou's
the
talking
secret.
To Lucy there, aren't you?
Yes. She's Jenny's a bad influence, even on me.
Mm. I like a winter drink. That's my problem.
Come on a cruise, Lucy.
I can see. It'll be fun, Lucy. She said,
we're thinking Lucy's bad, but actually...
Jenny, when we were recording the Christmas episode of our podcast, Fingers on Buzzers, Jenny made a punch which had rum in it. I don't remember the end of our Christmas episode, and I listened back to it to refresh my memory.
You're very professional all the way through.
I mean, obviously, I've had years of experience of holding it together.
Professional drinker. It's
tragically true. I did, and because we had some really good people, sort of like Richard Osman sent us a question, and Les Dennis. I remember nothing of this. Michael Sheen. Michael Bloody Sheen, too drunk to remember even talking to him. So, nightmare. Absolute nightmare. And also, the other thing that she did, which has ruined my life, is she's introduced me to dark rum with apple juice warmed. It's a hot toddy and it will change your life.
Yeah. Winter is my time. It's my time to shine, especially with the booze.
Yep.
It's a strong mulled wine with additional ingredients, including some sweet dark rum.
Are you a pagan, Jenny? Because they love a winter, don't they, the pagans?
I mean, I was raised Catholic, so it's very similar. More guilt about the drinking.
You're a dark horse, Jenny, aren't you? She's coming. Yeah, definitely.
I'm an enabler is what I am.
Yeah, you are. And like, I get COVID hangovers. Yeah, I don't believe that for a second. Look at her. Oh, she's so angelic. Lucy. I'm so glad. I thought you were wretched, but I never knew how wretched you were in real life.
I'm really so proud that you got home that night.
It turns out. Can I tell you another story?
Yes. Please,
Jenny.
Please do.
Yes, we want all of
the National Television Awards, ladies.
Another free booze.
Again, I would. I've never been invited to the National Television Awards, despite my amazing work on.
Yes. Were you a plus one?
I was a plus one. I was Jenny's plus one, and that was. Now you've never had a good time until you have seen a room full of ITV celebrities, including all the chasers. They were all there. ITV celebrities letting their hair down.
Oh,
here's insider story. Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby. Special private area at the NTA.
Did they have a beaded curtain?
Rope.
Yes.
Yeah, did they have a crystal curtain?
Yes, exactly like the beaded curtain.
Jane McDonald curtain.
Yes. You're not allowed through there.
How boring
Jane
for
McDonald's
them, though.
A level above that.
Yeah.
Do you know, I'd make my own. I'd create a big hat with like a big, like maybe like a stool upside down.
And then
I'd have like a hula hoop. And I'd have like one of those silvery things and I'd just wear it and I'd be in my own curtain.
Would you do that next year?
I
think that's a great idea for the NTAs. Yeah. That's your NTA outfit. There
and
you go.
The ante this year.
That's your NBD. Yeah. And it could come down. Also, because then, if you do want to get a little bit shit-faced, then it means that when the paparazzi are waiting outside, you're just a beaded area.
You're just a beaded area.
Step inside my beaded area.
Yeah, you've created your own VIP tent. Yeah. There. That's
you can have codes. Mm. So if somebody comes and says the right word or whatever, then you can lift and you can let them in.
Poke your little head round.
No, not for me.
I never part my curtains for anyone. I don't know about you, ladies.
Not anymore, ladies. Oh, it's in the...
Did you just edit yourself, Sally?
Oh, my God, it's normally me.
I know.
Did you? I just have some lovely rum and some Prosecco mixed.
Oh,
Jenny and Lucy, will you come back again another time and do more drunk stories with
yes,
us?
Yes, please.
We've got thousands.
Only in real life. Yeah.
Thousands. Yeah.
Thank you.
We could sit in our own area, our beaded area.
One each.
A beaded area.
Yeah. Philip and Holly will have to just fuck off elsewhere. Yeah. And we'll all be in an exclusive area.
Ropes and beads.
Jenny and Lucy, hello. Mm-hmm. I'll ask you these individually.
Okay.
Our penultimate question. Jenny. Hello, hi.
Hi.
I'm trying to sort of like put some tension in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
like
anybody who listens... Oh, that's not the chase.
No,
that's
wrong one, mate. Wrong one. Jenny, let's imagine you've got a spittoon in front of you.
Sure.
She's gone with it.
Yeah, or straight in.
Straight in. And it's got the shrapnel from somebody's dregs. They've spat whatever into that bucket.
Okay. No, they've spat their drinks. Not just their whatever, surely.
Jenna. You've got a spittoon and it's got some moisture in it.
Sure.
And
wrong word.
And you have to drink that spittoon, Jenny.
Okay.
Yeah. Whose spittoon would you drink?
The Lord.
Jane McDonald.
The Lord's? I don't think he'd.
It'd probably be delicious, wouldn't it? Honestly, it has to be the aforementioned Michael Sheen.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good choice. Very good choice.
Good.
Yeah. The aforementioned. Good. Love that.
When he was in Masters of Sex.
Oh. That was on that weird channel, wasn't it? On Freeview. And it kept going fuzzy on me. It's really annoying.
It was just the
your vibrator rattling and interfering with the telly.
I don't know what caused that.
I mean, I thought she was vibrating with caffeine, but maybe she just left something in. Who knows?
Michael Sheen.
Yeah, that's a choice. The question goes to you.
Easy. Don't even need to think about it. And Jenny will know the answer to this. It's Ken Bruce, host of Popmaster.
Obsessed.
Yeah. Love Popmaster. I stopped for Popmaster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd stop everything for Ken Bruce. I really would.
I used to work in a hospital, and one of the research nurses there, she'd sit with her headphones on, and every day she'd just tools down. Popmaster.
Yeah.
Sit there in her own world, listening away.
Don't bother going to the dentist at 10:30.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're going to be waiting a while.
Yeah. You can go at 2:30.
Hey! Hey! Down your shot.
Which drink am I doing? Right, we've got the last question, which is really to us, but is it a spit or a swallow? So we'll start with the Prosecco, say it again, Lucy. Fleur de Paris.
Fleur de Prairie. De Aldi.
De Aldi.
Aldi.
Can I just say, I wear the little perfume.
Oh, yes.
Madame Glamour.
Madame Glamour. It's Chanel No. 5, basically.
What was it called? Madame Glory?
Glamour. Glamour. Oh, anyway.
Is it as good as the rip-off that they do in Aldi of Jo Malone stuff?
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they're good as well,
except
aren't they?
They are called... Somebody pointed this out. They're called, like, No. 1 and No. 2. And if you have in your bathroom, the No. 1...
Oh, because they have the sticks
brown
in the thingy. Sticks in bar jar, don't they? Things. Oh, they're very nice, those.
They're very good. They're
very accurate.
I'm going to say that is definitely a swallow. I think, and I'm saying that genuinely, that's one of the nicest pink Proseccos I've ever tried. And I've seen it on the shelves of Aldi and gone, I don't know. No, I won't.
Was the Mirabella... A fizzy, or was that just...
No, that was a still.
That was a still. I'd say that was slightly better than the Mirabelle.
Yeah, but there was a still. You can't really compare. It was a different...
Put it through a soda stream.
You could. You're right, Jenny. You're right.
It's this. The Prosecco is a... I can't speak today. A swallow from me.
Yeah, swallow.
That was a ringy endorsement. Well,
Well, I mean, I'm glad that, at the end of the day, Aldi's the winner.
Yeah, well, you're
They've definitely profited a lot recently. So, yeah.
Is it a swallow from Jenny?
It's a definite swallow from. I drank it very quickly.
We're
witnessing an empty glass.
I'm glad you didn't bring a white wine because I'm not a white wine person.
No, well, I knew that. You see, I knew that. So I thought I'm not going to.
She remembers from the beaded curtain and the cruise. There was white wine was thrown out.
I get really bad cough the day after.
It only takes 7 or 8 glasses to give a COVID. Yeah. That's terrible.
That's
really
weird, that, isn't it?
And the rum. What's the name of the rum again?
This is Old Monk, and it's Indian rum.
I would swallow that Old Monk any day of the week.
But what about the drink?
Do you know it's a spit from me?
No way.
Yeah, I know that. It smells very vanilla.
It's all gone.
You can have mine.
I will.
I'm not on board with that.
Why
is that
not?
Rum generally, or this one in particular?
I don't know. It tastes like burnt Werther's.
It needs to go with some apple juice and gone in the microwave for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
That's what it needs.
It's
I love it.
Well, you can have mine, mate.
That's a swallow from me, yeah.
Swallow
again.
From you, but a one spit from me. Ooh. Yeah. Do you know, it's...
It was a risky move bringing it.
No, it wasn't.
You know,
it was
three
not.
Quarters is no problem at all.
Oh, I could drink that all night.
Well, you then finished the night off lovely with
We've
that.
We've got to record a podcast.
I know
after
you
this.
Have.
I have no idea how that's going to go.
You can finish that off after.
Ladies, and I say that in the loosest term, thank you so much for joining us. We've had too short a time and that we should be doing this again.
Let's do another.
Oh, we've got endless drunk stories. Don't worry about that.
Cheers.
Click. Oh, all the way down.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bring Andrew Ridgely with you next time.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with what you thought about the wines that we've tried, recommendations of your own, or feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we're at Lou and Sally.
Facebook is Spit or Swallow Podcast.
Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34@gmail.com.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast. Thanks to Audio Boom for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
I'm Tom, and I used to be sleepy. Totally useless in the morning. I'd snooze my water glass and try to drink my alarm clock. Or confuse my toothpaste with fungus cream. Cringe. But no longer, thanks to my Nectar mattress with its premium memory foam and Nectar Cool technology. Every mattress includes a 1-year trial, forever warranty, and free shipping. With $200 off, prices start at only $399 and come with $499 of premium accessories. So rest easy and visit NectarSleep.com.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money, but it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
Hey, just wanted to remind you of that time your kicker missed the extra point and lost the game. Even though he'd literally never missed an extra point, he chose this playoff game to miss. Yeah, I just noticed you hadn't thought about that in a bit. Wouldn't want you to miss, you know, thinking about it.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, @gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review, because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast, where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!